Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Augie Smith, Josh Wolf, Larry the Cable Guy. Larry was longtime friends with our buddy Vic Henley. And Vic Henley passed away last night in New York City. We think it was a heart attack.
Pulmonary.
It was, yes.
Embolism.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to miss Nick. Nick will be here later on, by the way. Vic was just a great human being, funny dude. And, like I said, I've been on the guest and on the show for well over 20 years now. And Larry, and they go back when they were just starting, too, those two. So I'm sure Larry will have a nice story. Craig,
maybe
tell us a
more
story.
Than one.
Tell us a story, Craig.
You mentioned waking up in the cold sweat.
I did, man.
I had a question for Dr. Meaner.
More of a hot sweat, by the way.
This doesn't happen to me all the time, but on occasion, I will wake up, and I've been slobbering throughout my nap.
Yeah, I've slobbered during naps.
Like a pool of saliva. It doesn't happen all the time, but why does one drool when one sleeps?
I don't know. I think we've all done that.
What causes that?
Yeah, because but I don't do one it has mouth saliva open? In one's mouth, and when one opens one's mouth, it falls out.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen all the time. You'd think it'd happen more consistently.
Are you doing something sloppy in your dream?
No. Your nose is all stuffed up and you're breathing through your mouth.
Yeah, that would dry. Are you licking the pillow? Like the time I woke up licking the pillow? I remember.
No, but I
thought
wake
I was licking
up
something. I was licking the pillow. I love
this. There's a big drool pool right by my mouth.
Well, at least it's not blood.
And it could be something in a dream that I don't remember.
Right.
Because you don't remember your dreams unless you wake up right after them.
Yeah.
So I will say that during this time of sticking at home and, we were on vacation a couple of weeks ago and whatnot, and while I claimed that I had, not enough time, a lot of that time was spent watching television.
Right, yeah.
And like flipping channels. And during the day, especially, there's old TV shows on that you've never even heard of.
You know, that's funny. I literally watched 10 minutes of a show called Tombstone. Which was, and I always go back on DirecTV, they tell you the exact date it first aired.
Yeah.
It's a great feature. I love it. And it was like February 21st, 1958. Way before I was born. And I thought, and it was just a great little Western serial, but it wasn't one of the big famous ones, I'm guessing, because I never heard of it. And then Bat Masterson was on.
Yes.
And you're right. There are shows you've never heard of.
But
if you would ask people that were alive during those periods, like we've done that before my old man. So-and-so. And they talk like this, know who it is.
Yes, exactly.
And we're gonna get the same thing when they list a show. Somebody's going to say, when you're older, Dad, what's the Rockford Files? Oh, let me tell you about the Rockford Files.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly, right.
When I was down in Arizona before my uncle passed away, me and Dad and my uncle were sitting around, and I think it's a Stars or an Encore channel that has all the Westerns.
Well, it's SC. I don't know what it is, but it's all a bunch of old Westerns.
Stars Encore Western, I think.
Yeah, that is it.
And they will have like
the old school TV, man.
The Big Valley from the 60s.
Yeah, but we all knew that one.
Right.
We knew that one.
But there's a bunch you don't know of in that genre.
Truckload of them.
Right. In that genre, too.
This one I was not familiar with. We watched the episode of Laramie.
Yeah.
Late 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't recognize any of the principals in it. Yeah, but there's a whole channel dedicated to old Westerns, from the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Well, one of those shows that runs consistently, even now, that I was not familiar with, but I see on there all the time, is The Virginian.
Yeah, I knew the name for some reason.
And the star of that series, James Drury, has passed away at age 85.
There you go. That's a good comeback. Anybody having the Deadpool?
No.
Nobody had former Detroit Tiger, Mr. Tiger, Al Kaline, right?
No.
But people did have pussy galore.
People did have Honor Blackman. She was actually a judo expert. And the popular British TV show, not to be confused with the comic book series, The Avengers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was in that.
With Emma Peel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a movie here in the last 10, 15 years, wasn't there?
They remade it. Yeah.
She was one of the female leads before Emma Peel.
Oh, she was there before Emma Peel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she quit. Yeah. She was there in the second season, quit, and then the more famous one took over. She was in a lot of things. But some of the players that had honor, some of the 52 players that had the 94-year-old Honor Blackman, yes, Pussy Galore. And
probably the best Bond film ever. I think it's still ranked as the best Bond film ever.
Maybe. Yeah. Some of the players that picked Honor Blackman include, but are not limited to, Jim Sucks, Play Rock Candy.
Oh, man. Yeah. We've gotten people trying to slip in their own songs for the Jim Sucks thing. Problem is, it has to be something we like.
Right.
Oh, you're not going to hear it.
Or one that people have at least heard of.
Heard of, right. All right, Greg. You can go.
Abortion punch card gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Alan Alda's mistress.
Oh.
Bull Cephas gets a hit. Buster Keaton, Craig's Cancer Stick, all get hits with Honor Blackman. When you need a friend, through thick and thin,
don't look to those above you. That's Montrose with a really young Sammy Hagar. For you younger guys, I get a lot of guys. Every time we play this, somebody digs this song up. Man, I never heard that. 1973.
This song kicks ass. Rock candy, baby. Your heart,
sweet and sticky. Yes. Sticky, Craig. You're sticky. Yeah.
Sammy still does that live to this day.
Does he?
That's a live show staple for him.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah. How are you not going to do that?
Sticky. Yeah.
Classic.
Sticky.
And you were right, Tyler. I looked it up. According to Rotten Tomatoes, they've got all the Bond films ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Goldfinger is ranked as the number one, according to Rotten Tomatoes percentages.
Yep.
98%.
Well, Bond was a Cold War hero. I understand the new stuff's good. I'm sure Daniel Craig, people love those movies. But
that was his heyday.
It's a Cold War hero, and the Russians were bad. And everything about it was it screamed the 60s.
Number two,
Bond to me always did.
Number two on the list,
is the
Casino Royale, the newer one.
Yeah.
From 2006.
Oh, I know. People like Daniel Craig. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I just think that, for me, it's always about what the 60s were about. That look, you know, Bond slapping chicks in the ass when he walked past them. Stuff they couldn't do any of that in any of the movies nowadays. He would spank him in the ass, too, man.
That's also the first one where you got the iconic martini, shaken, not stirred.
That's it.
That was where that line came from.
Yeah. I shake mine, too. Martini.
You may remember the name of the idiot, Rodney Howard Brown, the head pastor at this Tampa Bay church who got busted for holding services during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail?
He was busted, but didn't he come out and say he's not going to... No, there's another guy out down there somewhere.
He has now said that he will not open his megachurch this weekend over fear of his congregation's safety and to protect them from government tyranny.
Well, government tyranny.
His lawyer says he lost his insurance.
Oh, that too.
His what said what?
No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called him in. Lawyers. Guns and money.
You can't even say it correctly without me bringing that up. You said lawyers without skipping.
I did.
Yeah.
And Puss really likes that. He actually kind of sings along.
Yeah. I do. I love me some Warren Zevon.
So's the audience.
Even when you screw it up.
So there's that.
Stuttering is funny on Craig.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And we can't say the succeeding line.
Yeah, the S's hit the fan.
We can't say
right,
what's hit the fan.
No.
even though that expression is more employable now than ever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. Where were you when it hit the fan?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mexican authorities have ordered the shutdown of all non-essential businesses and industries for the entire month of April. On the list of non-essential industries was all alcoholic beverage production.
Tequila shortage coming
up. Within days, a whole new set of panic buying was taking place. Beer hoarding was on throughout Mexico. In the northern border state of Nuevo León, the governor recommended banning alcohol sales as well. He worried that alcohol consumption would contribute to spikes in domestic violence. Well, in Tabasco state, the governor banned outright sales. Mayors in other cities limited hours of alcohol purchases. Videos of shoppers in long checkout lines with carts full of Mexico's beloved beers are now making the rounds on social media. Constellation Brands, that's Corona for export, as well as Pacifico and Victoria, say they do have a 70-day supply of beer already in U.S. warehouses.
70-day.
That's enough to get through the two upcoming big sales days for the U.S. for Mexican beer, Memorial Day and Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
What about Mexico? They're going to run out there?
Well, we're concerned about our beer.
I know we are. I know we are.
I don't know how that's going to affect tequila.
That's what I meant, yeah.
And whatnot.
Stuff is actually made in tequila.
Well, is anything coming over the border?
They don't want us down there now. We're the Corona state, not them, you know. I don't know, Todd.
But are they trucking tequila across the border?
I imagine.
From Mexico into the U.S. still?
I imagine.
I thought it was all shut down.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. This will not affect my son because he's not that big a drinker. He could actually go a few days without his tequila.
Well, that's good.
Not like Dad.
Nope.
Well, he needs to assimilate better then.
Yeah.
Dad would be doing some panic shopping if he lived in Mexico.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say they did the Colorado thing. And everybody went nuts and they said, we're going to rescind that.
Well, they didn't rescind
it. Turns out it is essential.
Yeah.
Is the 5-day a handle rule apply to tequila as well?
Somebody on Twitter has a picture of a couple of bottles of Tito. They're going to start counting days like Todd.
That's a good question.
4 or 5 days a handle.
Depends on how you consume your tequila.
Yeah.
You know, do you like it in a margarita? Do you like to do shots?
Still, I can go through a lot of tequila. I made a margarita because I know you. And my son got this whiff of the tequila, and he asked me, he goes, Dad, what was that? He goes, that smells like poison. And I said, yeah, I guess it does. But see, because you stay clean as long as you can, brother. Please, just stay away from alcohol as long as you can.
Well, it kind of is poison.
It totally is. Can you imagine smelling that and not knowing at all what it is? It's like, oh, brutal.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Vic Henley's liquor of choice was
tequila. You mentioned that, yeah.
Jose Cuervo tequila.
Yeah.
I had no Jose Cuervo, so I could not do a shot in his honor.
We lost Vic Henley last night.
Looking over the Twitter and the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a comedian out there that didn't love Vic Henley. Florentine's doing a commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Our old buddy Mark Cordes.
Yeah.
I got one airplane bottle.
There you go, Todd. Suck that down.
Oh.
I got one airplane bottle in the bar cart.
We're not sharing it, so you can have it.
Well, I got little shot glasses. I could divide this 5 ways.
78 degrees in here. I'm sweating my ass off. I don't want any tequila right now.
That'll do you good.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need.
I had the coronavirus last night. I'm not going to do a shot of tequila right now.
And isn't that it?
No, you'd be doing 1/5 of a shot of tequila.
Everything. You're worried about the corona.
I wasn't. Physically, I woke up every day, like probably all of us. I'm sure we're all leading this way. And you wake up every day and you feel okay and you think, good. But I woke up this morning, well, middle of the night, basically, feeling hot and thought I had a fever. And I was just all hot from the bed. But I cold sweats, wake up, dream, hot. Mind started racing. Eventually took my temperature and I was normal. But the whole time laying there, I'm going to call everybody, dudes. And I know you guys would all be freaking out. I'm staying home. I got a fever. I'd be depressed. My kids would find. I mean, everything about it just sounds horrible.
Right.
So that's why I am taking it seriously and not golfing.
None of us want to be the reason that we're not showing up.
Well, I know. I know. Well, actually, I wouldn't blame any of us. I'd blame the building. Because if you got sick, it wouldn't be your fault. Well, you're out and about.
I'd blame people at my house.
Well, yeah, but you would still. You could still do your show.
Strangle them.
You should.
Are they staying put?
That was before. What do you mean, except for work?
Yeah. They got to go to work.
Yeah, they got to go to work, but it's a very public work environment.
Yeah. I know.
For both, for the, you know.
Ours luckily isn't.
Right. You know, luckily.
You know.
Mark Levine, the chair of the New York City Council Health Committee, said early on in this crisis, we were able to swab people who died at home and thus got a coronavirus reading. Those days are gone. We simply don't have the testing capacity for large numbers dying at home. Not only those few who had a test confirmation. Now only those few who had a test confirmation before dying are marked as victims of coronavirus on their death certificate.
It's not our leader's job.
This means we are undercounting the total number of victims.
Yep. Oh yeah, I read that too. It's not his job.
Oh no, I'm reading it.
It's not his job.
None of these people died of coronavirus.
No,
they all died of something else.
Oh Jesus.
Right.
Those people are too dumb to exist, so don't even respond.
I don't.
Right. I know you don't. I know you don't. I'm glad you bring it up, though, because we had to remind ourselves that there's still people out there too dumb to exist. And they're...
Yeah. and even if it's still a small percentage, they're dangerous. Those are dangerous people.
Oh, they're completely dangerous people. And I know some personally, and we all do.
We do.
That's why they're not in my life right now.
And then there's this idiot.
Who are you looking at?
This Australian man.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was directed to someone here.
Yeah. Is facing a fine of up to $50,000 after breaking self-quarantine to see his girlfriend.
Great.
West Australian police say the 35-year-old was ordered to isolate himself at a Perth hotel after arriving from Victoria.
Skype and masturbate in the morning.
However, he is said to snuck out. Said to have snuck out days later because he wanted to see his girlfriend.
I love you.
He even used public transportation to get to her. Hotel officials report that the man was seen out of his room on at least 5 occasions despite being caught and told not to leave the first time.
I can't believe there isn't a lot of this going on, especially in states where they have no stay-in-place order.
Nebraska,
some
Iowa.
I'm just going over to visit my girlfriend.
What was it, Kentucky I saw? They're slapping ankle bracelets on people that won't stay in quarantine.
Right, right. And they're actually tested positive, right, exactly.
Yeah, the people that have tested positive and been told, you have to stay home and won't, they're throwing house arrest ankle bracelets.
The problem with that is there's some guy in Kentucky just says, no, it's just DUI, man, I'm cool. Some guy's happy to tell people, no, I'm safe. That's a DUI.
But I believe they can track you.
Yeah, and I think
they can totally track you, right?
Yeah, if you break
that's
the
big
perimeter.
Brother Todd, they're coming to get you.
Right, if you go outside the electric fence. Right.
They're coming after you then.
They know.
There was a video of there was a guy paddleboarding in California. By the way, California did it right. They got a Democratic governor, they shut everything down right away. And there was a guy paddleboarding somewhere by a pier, and the cops pulled up in the boat and said, get out, and kind of just arrested him or just moved him out of the way. And the meme on Facebook was, wake up, people.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up like the cops are going to restrict everything you do.
Here comes martial law.
Exactly right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but that guy was one of those too dumb to exist.
But they do.
I know. Yeah. And Todd's right, they're dangerous. They're dangerous, so call them out. Call out your dumb friends.
And Alec and Ilaria Baldwin expecting their fifth child.
A friend of mine, his wife, had a baby yesterday, and they were in and out within 20 hours.
Wow.
They kept them in I think I'm about right about that. They, my wife was texting her, but they kept them in that room together by themselves the whole time. And then when they had the baby, as soon as they could say the baby's healthy, got them out of there.
Wow.
Got them out of there. And by the way, you want that.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's no complications, you would want to get out of there if you have a brand new baby. Yeah.
But granted, this was 10 years ago when we had our kid, but I mean, standard was like at least 2 nights.
Yeah, I was there 2 nights.
Yeah.
I might have been there 3 nights.
Three nights. Because there was a C-section involved.
Yeah, that's right. I had 2 C-sections, 3 nights, right.
Now standard is having the bathtub and we'll come and check on it later.
Right, yeah. Telemedicine.
That's a puppy.
Kid looks fine.
That's a puppy, Todd. That's a puppy. Have it in the bathtub.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.